afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Monday to you. I was getting gas today, and I was, like, empty. And it usually takes about $60 to fill the Jeep. And I got to about $37, and I'm like, F this. That's enough gas for me. It's too hot. Standing out there, bacon.
Can't make it another minute.
No. No, I... It's paint.
It's that bad, though. Don't like it.
It's hot.
I'm also mad at Dave Murray. I'm trying to decide whether to start something with him or not.
You going to start beef?
Clear it out.
I know that Dave hates hyperbole about the weather, and I get that. We definitely have become way more, you know, like the sky is falling and all that kind of stuff.
Everything's a big deal.
Yeah. But during his forecast, he's like... textbook weather. No, it's not textbook weather. It's 112 real feel for 10 days. That's not textbook weather.
It's a real hot textbook. No,
it's always hot in July. That's what he would say.
It's summer. Yeah.
Well, what do you want? What do you expect?
Yeah, but what's the average for about now? Upper 80s?
Well, then he'd be like in 1912.
It was 200 degrees.
115. Okay, thank you, Dave.
I'm not saying anything bad about Dave Murray.
Yeah. You'll be the last one standing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how was yesterday? Out of the ball fields?
Hot.
I haven't been able to stop looking at your sunburn.
I don't have much.
I haven't been able to stop looking
at your sunburn. I didn't even notice it.
No, there's not much because I use so much sunscreen that it's not going to get through.
I guess I see a little on your arms.
Yeah, there's
there?
A little there, a little on the neck, somewhere, you know, like the back of the neck, but nothing terrible because I use so much sunscreen, I'm just not going to burn that much.
A little pink on the forehead.
I would say that's from my hat rubbing on there. That part's covered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just from the hat friction. It's because I wore my bucket hat yesterday, and that one fits a little tight.
Nice.
You have a bucket hat?
I have a bucket hat.
That's a good look. I want a bucket hat.
It's great for those days.
Man, do I
like
not
yesterday.
Want a bucket hat.
Oh. Bucket hats are awesome, and they're in right now.
Oh, I know they're in, but they're still stupid.
For these incredibly hot summer days, like these hot days that keep the sun off your neck and face is so great.
I need to get a hat because I'm going to this tennis tournament at the end of July, and we're going to be outside for like 12 hours that day. And I need a hat, and I need more than a ball cap because I need to cover my ears and I want to cover my neck.
I'm telling you, man.
Sock cap.
Straw hat.
Yeah. No, I've been looking at hats on Amazon. Why can't they make a cool-looking hat? That protects you from the sun.
They do. They make all those Kentucky Derby hats.
Yeah, get one of
those. I think Rach should get a Kentucky Derby hat.
Get a Melania hat. Like the Hamburglar.
They all look silly. I'm going to look silly. But that's okay.
They're cool.
My neck will not get burnt.
That's right.
I'd have to be really down on my luck to wear a bucket hat. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's fine.
We all just have these things, right? Yeah. I'm from a different generation than you guys.
Yeah.
So
I want to see wheels in the bucket hat. I'm kind of having a hard time picturing it.
I don't know if I have it in the car. It's in the car.
Go get it.
I think I've seen you wear it.
What's that?
I think I've seen you wear it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I only wear the one I have for coaching. I don't wear one anywhere else.
Well, you didn't know I was watching.
Yeah. You were just out there in right field.
Yeah.
And just like, I'm just lurking
Andrew
outside
just
the fence.
Likes to watch him play.
Just lurking outside the fence. Got to see what this is all about.
How was everyone's weekend besides hot?
It was nice.
Yeah, other than that, it was nice.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've got a stretch coming up. Friday, we have a afternoon game with the Cubs. So we're going to do from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And then the weekend. And then since I'm not taking a vacation this summer because Phoebe's out of town, I took off Monday. And then we have a game on Tuesday.
Oh, we do?
It's a good stretch.
Day game Tuesday?
Sure do.
It's rescheduled right now.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
And we have tickets to it because I bought tickets for that.
All right.
So.
And it's a 2 o'clock game?
You and your bucket hat are invited.
It's a 2 o'clock game?
Friday's a 2 o'clock game.
Friday's three, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Two pregame.
And then next Tuesday, I think it's like 1:10.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, that, which is basically impossible, not impossible, but very hard to get much of this show in.
Yeah. I consider it a
usually. Usually, Matt and I finish up whatever needs to be finished afterwards,
which we appreciate.
That's easy enough.
Three pages. This is okay. I'm experiencing right now what I experience at home when I'm looking at Netflix and stuff. I have 3 pages of show prep. I was so excited. 3 pages, And now I'm like, oh, no.
Well, you know what? This kind of ties into something I wanted to talk about, Dave. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Take it away.
So I was reading this article. It was like a BuzzFeed thing. Like, oh, things that people in the 80s and 90s, luxuries they experienced that today's kids will never know, blah, blah, blah. A whole bunch of stuff. One of the things on the list was what they referred to as video store culture. Mm-hmm. So like the culture of going to the Blockbuster and you smell the popcorn and you're looking through all the covers of the movies and yada, yada, yada. And while all that was fun, the thing I think I missed the most from that time was knowing that that was what I was there to choose from. I was going to take that video home for either the 2 days or the 5 days, however long the rental was. And I was probably going to watch it several times. Mm-hmm. And I was like excited to get that movie because that was the movie I picked. Mm-hmm. Now, even if I'm looking forward to seeing a new movie, if I'm like, that looks good, I have this thing where once it hits a streaming platform I actually have, I don't even really want to watch it.
I know.
Well, not right now. And it feels like all of the magic has been removed from that experience. Mm-hmm. For me, anyway. I know it's different for a lot of people, but for me, I appreciated like the effort it took. And once the effort got taken away and like I didn't have to exert effort anymore, it became so much less fun.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I'll go through Netflix, Apple, Prime, regular YouTube television, and they're just like, I say there should be a term for it. Gen Z is going to have to come up with one. But just that feeling of like,
yeah, not right now.
I don't think so. Then I have to go all the way through the beginning, the middle, and the end.
But if someone had come to you in like 2005 and been like, hey, look at all these movies you can choose from. Exactly.
Never be bored again.
See, that's the thing. To me, this sounds almost exactly like, remember the Eddie Murphy joke where he's like lost in the desert and somebody gives you a cracker and it's the greatest cracker you've ever had in your life? That's what it was going to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have gourmet food at home.
Yeah.
So you got that cracker and you were thrilled to have that cracker. Then you get, now we've got the gourmet food in our kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's all we want anytime we want. So then you can't pick because your desperation's not there.
The feeling,
we don't have that desperation now to be like, I need to be entertained.
Mm. The feeling of going into a Blockbuster looking for a first run movie and you're like, I'm sure you don't have The Fugitive, do you? And he's like, one just came back, but it's not rewinded. And I'm like, I'll take it.
I'll rewind it. It's okay.
Like, oh my God, that was.
And they had those like turbo rewinders.
Oh yeah.
Right there on the counter. It's like,
be kind.
Yeah, it was that stupid Wuthering Heights that came out earlier this year. When it was in theaters, I was like, oh, maybe I'll pop over to the movie theater and watch it. Because I just thought it looked like tacky and fun. Mm-hmm. Now it's streaming. I have less than no desire to watch. I'm like, ugh. I wanted to watch that at one point. Gross.
Yeah, see, back in the day, though, your options were that or just whatever was on TV at a random time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Versus now where anything you want is there. Whenever you want.
Yeah, my whole childhood was watching the last half of the Creature from the Black Lagoon on Channel 11. He's like, okay.
Well, we both love the Ten Commandments.
Yes. Sexiest movie ever made.
Because it's once a year it's on TV, and there weren't that many movies that aired on TV. And it's like, this is my chance to watch it. If you showed a kid today the Ten Commandments, they'd be like, this is the lamest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Corey says, anyone born after 1999 has no clue what you mean by rewind.
Nope, because it's all been DVDs since then.
Yeah. So true.
That was a great technological shift. CDs and DVDs from tape. Because those just don't go. I mean, like, barring a really bad scratch, you're okay. The tapes, they were guaranteed to get ruined.
Yeah. God, I remember watching my dad try to figure out this first VCR.
Oh, man.
It was kind of pretty sweet because my dad was a grumpy guy.
Right.
And didn't like to be wrong about anything. Man, oh, man, was he cussing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember ours. Ours was like back at that time when they first came out. You typically got the VCR and also like a big camera on a tripod, like the big home movie camera. It was like a whole system.
Oh,
you had to buy it all, and it was not cheap. I mean, thousands of dollars.
No, someone had a camera.
It was thousands. I remember when my dad brought it home, we were like, are we rich? Are we allowed to have these things?
Well, you had a fighter jet at your high school.
Well, no, they have one now.
I know. I just like making you say that.
And the answer to are we rich every time was yes.
No, I wish, yes. Man.
Yes, 100%. We are.
100%.
I wish.
Son, don't talk to those kids. They smell like poor.
Speaking of Gen Z, they have a new term for something. Chalant dating.
Say that again.
So it's not nonchalant
dating.
So
yes.
Like really into somebody and giving it your best.
Right from the start.
Great.
Yes. Great. Remember, what was the one? Goblin intimacy was the one where you show up to a date in your sweatpants with no makeup.
Yeah.
And chalant dating, I guess, is the opposite, where you show up ready to go and I love you and you love me and let's have some pork rinds.
I guess it's the thing that troubles me is the idea that it's like, there's one answer to everything. I just haven't found the answer. Like, I haven't been lucky in dating, so I need to try all these. Maybe I'll try chalant dating,
and then
suddenly everything will click into place.
Right.
I don't think it works like that.
I also think they just made up a word.
Well, I saw another one. Man, I'll bring it up since we're already talking about this, but I was so mad when I saw this earlier. They're calling it not night caps, but they're calling it like anytime caps or something really stupid like that. But it's just when you have a drink at any time.
Oh, shut up.
I know.
I want a lunch cap.
It's stupid.
Yep.
It's not a cap. Just say you're having a drink.
Right.
And then if you say
really
no cap,
it.
It's something else.
Just stop.
No cap.
Just have the drink or don't. I don't care. Stop talking about it. The way you talk about it, it's annoying.
Gen Z does name things like everyone else names their pets.
Well,
like, we got to come up with a name.
Well, it's like, I think they're just goofing around, but then people my age and older who work in media are like, they see it on Twitter and they're like, oh, the kids, they're calling it anytime capping. And it's like, I think they're being stupid and now we're turning it into a thing and it all just needs to end.
You can't keep up with all this.
The thing is, you got to start using those words because then you take control of them.
I would have,
and they will stop.
I would have more respect if a single thing they say was being said for the first time.
If it wasn't just the same crap, just named differently.
Yeah,
Andrew, like that's an apple. Nope, that's a blurb and flop.
I thought Andrew was drinking a green juice in there.
No. I lived an entire lifetime. Over the 2 seconds I watched him take that drink. It's so funny that you mentioned it because you were like, you look like a guy who's about to drink poison. You're like, okay.
He's like stirring it a little
Here
bit.
Here we go. This is it. This is it.
He's like the king's, like, the guy testing it for the king.
Yeah.
He's the royal taster.
Could be my last drink.
And I just happened to look over and he was like, the slowest approach with a cup of all time.
Yeah. I was looking at it because, well, I got to take the lid off because the lid broke. So I got to take the lid off, and there's
Were you shaking it too hard, and that's why it broke?
Yes.
What about the cup?
Oh, my.
And then there's, like, a little thing in here, like a little speck, and then I didn't know what the so I'm, like, observing the speck. And then I was trying to, like, well, maybe it's powder, I'll dissolve it. So then I did the little swish, the little swirl here.
The little sommelier move.
It's like stock footage of someone taking a drink. I've never seen this before.
Central casting taking a drink.
Did you swallow the speck?
No, it's still in there.
Okay.
I will. Just haven't yet.
Is it a bug?
No, it's not a bug.
Okay.
I think it's a piece of the like powder or something.
Yeah.
I hope so.
But I don't want to, like, dip my finger, because you can, like, you know, dip the surface and, you know, it'll cling to your finger. I don't want to do that, because it's like, I don't want to get my dirty fingers in the...
Go wash your hands.
Nice, clean drink. Well, I gotta walk all the way. I mean, you know.
It's your finger.
Dude, the stomach acid will dissolve whatever's on there.
I don't want to leave it up to my stomach acid.
That's a great quote.
I've been beaten up by that thing enough times. I don't want to.
You guys aren't on speaking terms.
Yeah, me and stomach acid don't have a great relationship.
One person you don't trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have a great relationship.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday. So, there's nothing the Japanese can't do. They have invented a self-driving toilet.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
driving?
Rach, you have one of those vacuums, right?
What's it called?
Oh, yeah, Roborock.
Yeah, it's like that, but you poop in it. And it was made initially for people who have disabilities. And so the toilet can come to you and all this kind of stuff. But, of course, then lazy people are like, you know what? I could just be sitting on my couch and call it on over.
Mm-hmm.
So they're expecting it to hit the U.S. in another year or so.
Because walking to the bathroom is so much of an ask?
You got it, Ace.
That's right.
Who's going to just poop in the living room?
Plenty of people.
I think there are probably two people on this show that would do that.
I'm doing it.
There's one.
Who's going to clean that thing?
Well, I mean...
probably no one, honestly.
What do you mean?
If you're summoning the toilet...
No. That's maybe my favorite thing you've ever said. Because you said it with so much conviction, like, no one, honestly. Like, someone has some experience with this.
Well, let me make my case.
Okay.
If you're going to summon the toilet to the living room, you can't shuffle over to the bathroom.
Just picturing somebody with their fingers in the air and going, toilet!
I think so.
Snapping their fingers.
I don't know how often you're cleaning that thing.
Like, oh, I see.
It seems like way more effort to clean your portable toilet than it is to just... use the regular toilet.
Because there's not going to be any place for anything to go.
Precisely. So
having a motorhome. You got to empty those things.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like the Japanese would have thought of that. Or like, we got to clean it.
Does it just plug into like a toilet hole somewhere and just clean itself?
That would be a great idea, like a dryer vent.
That sounds really like it probably costs like a car.
Let me see here.
Rach, as usual, Rach is going to go look at the facts now.
Right down the rabbit hole. Or the toilet hole.
It's really expensive, apparently.
How much?
$13,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a lot.
I do not need to poop in the living room that quickly.
So it goes back to its docking station and hooks into your existing plumbing and runs everything through a low-noise grinder before flushing it out.
I don't know why that just sounds awful.
There's a self-cleaning cycle. So, yeah, it cleans itself.
It's got a garbage disposal in it.
Grind it up.
That's so funny.
If you were rich, would you have a couple?
No.
No. I would just have like a bathroom attached to my bedroom for the first time in my life. I mean, that would be amazing.
Like most bathroom walks, it's no more than 20 feet, right?
That grinder better be low noise. Okay, good. It's low noise. Okay,
not everything you do is because you gotta.
Well, yeah, but who needs to flex on that?
I don't want to go in my living room.
Yeah,
I want to go in my bathroom.
Yeah, that's what it's for. Because then sorry to get gross, but
Andrew, you and I can get one.
But then the smell's in your living room where you're watching TV, as opposed to being in the bathroom where belongs.
And they make a ground good point. Up already.
They make a good point. It's not really what I want. What I want is the Homer Simpson style. I want the hole in the bottom of the chair, so I don't have to get.
You
want to
poop in the chair you watch TV on?
Because if I'm going in the living room already, I'm going in the living room. So
like where this is going.
I'm creating the problem there.
The self-driving toilet is not convenient enough for you.
It just, if I'm getting up anyway, I might as well just walk to the bathroom.
This may be the laziest thing I've ever heard someone say.
If I'm already getting up, I'll walk to the bathroom, because that's like the hard part's getting up. So it's like, once I've gotten up to transfer onto the floating toilet.
You might as well walk to the toilet.
I might as well just walk to the regular one.
Yeah, right.
Actually doesn't do me any good at all.
So what we need now is a combo toilet recliner.
Yes.
What if the recliner moved, and then you could drive the recliner over to the quiet grinding station?
Like, if I could... Well, then I'd just have a...
Wheelchair
that I could poop in.
I'm picturing Andrew watching the movie WALL-E and being like, dang, those humans haven't figured out.
Man. Yeah.
They never have to get up.
They had it good. They figured it out. That's why they were all doing it. They were like, we cracked it, folks.
We have solved all the problems.
Is this Donna Summer?
Oh, yeah.
Donna Summer. Hell yeah. Her and Chaka Khan when I was 14 years old. Kidding me? It's good stuff. You know, I like to think of myself as being fairly worldly and eclectic, and I kind of have my finger on the pulse Am I the only one who is shocked that they don't have ranch dressing in Europe?
It does feel like an American condiment when you think about it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean, I just
figured by now it would have spread from the Hidden Valley.
It literally is invented here. It was invented here by a dude that was cooking for ranchers, which is how it kind of got called. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we do and have. They don't have some of it they don't care for, but apparently they like ranch dressing.
Yeah, we must be like a carnival to them, you know?
I saw one guy, a British guy, so he's it's okay for him to make this joke, but he was saying that he's hearing that all of his friends that have come here for the World Cup are bringing back like cases of seasoning and spices. He said, because we don't use those in Britain. He said, we use salt and pepper, and that's basically it.
Yeah.
And that joke would not have been okay if he wasn't British.
It just means he knows, man. I don't know what they use.
Nothing.
I get really excited for like all types of cuisine. I don't know that I've ever heard of like an English dish and been like, give me some of that.
Bangers and mash. That sounds pretty good.
Sounds great.
I really want to try
blood pudding.
I really want to try like old timey like pie and mash, like the old kind of London worker food. That's like
you're weird like that.
It's just a crust with some like meat in it and like some mashed potatoes.
No, I get it.
And then
I get it.
I don't want the studials because the studials look gross. But like
the what?
Studials.
What's that?
Eels that are stewed.
Oh,
I thought you said stew deals.
I 100%
I 100% pretended I knew what he was talking about.
Hard to say.
Stewed eels.
It's hard to say. Eels and a stew.
Stew deals. Who needs that in a shepherd's
stewed
pie?
Stewed eels. And I watch them make it, and they don't put nothing.
Where are you watching this?
They don't put nothing.
Same place you watch the prison food?
TikTok, yeah. Because I watch one, and then I like it and read all the comments and like all the comments, and then it's like, oh, I guess this guy must like this video for some reason. I don't know where they'd get that idea. Then I get 500 more that night, and then I'm just like, I need this. I need to try this. I have Googled so many times like where to get this in the area. You can't get it. They don't make it.
There's not a single English place.
Nobody else wants it.
Because
it doesn't taste good.
Apparently no one that's ever had it likes it unless you're like, you know, born in East London.
I never thought of this. There's no such thing as an English restaurant. There's French restaurants, German restaurants.
There is kind of.
There's an English restaurant? Where?
Yeah, there's English. Well, we have Scottish Arms who are going to be, I think, next
Scottish.
Week.
Scottish.
Next week's going to be joining
not
us.
Not England.
That's the same deal.
I mean, there are Irish pubs with
I feel like they'd be
Irish
more upset
foods.
By you saying they're the same than
yeah,
saying
I think
that
so.
English food is
I
bad.
Think, I think so. They'd be like, they might. Not the same.
They absolutely might. In Chicago, I don't know if we have, I guess like London Tea Room is kind of an English restaurant in a way.
Well, it's just like tea and little sandwiches.
Do they eat other stuff over there?
No, just tea and
sandwiches, I think. In Chicago, there's a couple because I ate at one once that was like a true English restaurant, and it was fine.
I heard something interesting. I think I was watching on Netflix the Tom Hanks, The American Experience, but it could have been something like that. But they were talking to an English historian.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you? And they're like, so... Sorry about that whole revolution, right? And he's like, I'll be honest with you, it's not a big deal in England. Like, we really don't even talk about it or think about it.
He said they don't teach it in school.
They don't teach it in school. They said the French Revolution was way bigger deal than the American Revolution, which made me feel kind of bad. It's like breaking up with a girlfriend, and you're like, and you're going to miss me. And you see her a week later, she's like, oh, I kind of forgot about you.
Yeah. Well, at that time, they were kind of losing all kinds of colonies.
I guess.
You know, like, we're just one of many. It's the truth.
A notch in the bedpost.
The best.
Yeah, literally. Why does that hurt?
There goes America.
Yeah. It hurt to hear him say, "We were just one of many. We were just one of many. We didn't really matter to them like we thought we did."
Then why'd they fight so hard to keep us?
Yes, thank you, Kevin.
Lying liars that lie.
Maybe they didn't fight that hard.
Well, I mean, they lost a lot of boats and soldiers. They sent a lot.
That's what they do.
They sent some generals to their defeat.
Oh, that would be even worse. What if England was like, oh, you guys were trying? Oh. Oh, my gosh. We weren't even trying.
Yeah, we just sort of like, as a courtesy.
That was you guys trying?
We sent a few troops over.
This was all a show for us.
That's embarrassing.
I also, there's a show on CNN on Sundays now called This Land, I think. And it's about the migration and how we got this and the Louisiana Purchase. And look, I don't mean to piss off my MAGA people, but do a little research. I'm not saying we should give the Southwest back to Mexico. I like it. But we straight up took that stuff. I mean, like, they owned the whole Southwest. And then they invited Americans to come into the Texas territories. And we would intermarry with Mexicans, have the Tejanos and all this and the culture. But we also wanted to bring slavery. And they're like, yeah, that's not cool. And they're like, how about if we just take it? And then the Alamo and then the war and Polk. And next thing you know, we've added a third to our country. For $12 million, we ended up making a deal with them.
Yeah.
And we bought Texas, New Mexico, all that for $12 million.
Yep. Which back then probably was like, what, a trillion now?
No. I think it was even considered a steal back then.
Really?
Yeah.
What year was that-ish?
It was 1835. Yeah, I think 1835. Sounds right.
I was going to say 1989.
It's amazing what you learn when you just like watch stuff, do a little reading.
Yeah. It would be $500 million now. So yeah, that's not a bad deal.
Mm-mm. Why were you scared of the grocery store?
Oh my gosh. I went to Aldi this morning.
No need to explain.
Well, I love Aldi.
I haven't been to Aldi in many years. And usually I just go in and I get like a loaf of bread or something. But today I had downloaded the Aldi app and I had made a list of wonderful things I wanted to get. But I never shopped there.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Sure.
Everyone else knows exactly what to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like standing there trying to find things. And everyone else is like, I know exactly where it is. I felt at one point like I was being stalked by a man with a cart. Because every time I would move, he was like right behind me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, am I in your way? And I felt like the answer to that question was yes. It's to like everyone else shopping there.
It's like, probably trying to help you.
It's like going, it's like going to your first.
He was not trying to help.
It's like going to your first swingers party. You don't know what to do.
Well, it's
but
just,
everyone there is like, oh, we know exactly what the rules are.
Well, it'll be much better next time I go. I had a great experience.
You're going again?
Yeah, I'm going again. There's many delightful things
you know,
to
you don't
try
have to.
At
Aldi's
Aldi.
Great. Real good grocery store.
It is.
I love Aldi.
It is nice. It's just I don't know where things are because it's not where I usually shop.
Well, they also don't put stuff in the right place. Like
It was not intuitive. Yeah. It was not intuitive.
They're generally pretty small stores, so it's not super hard.
Even better.
It's not super hard to like, you know, once you just got to kind of walk the aisles, is I've found.
But I just felt as I was walking the aisles, I was moving at like 10% of the speed of everyone else.
Well, when I went my one time like 4 years ago and a guy was coming out with his cart and he goes, hey, if you got a quarter, I'll give you my cart. And I'm like, ooh, good one. Like, that's what people do.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was checking out, there were a bunch of bags. So I bagged my groceries and took a couple extra because they're nice bags, not realizing those cost money too.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't say anything. They gave me the side eye.
I never remember to bring my own bag to Aldi, and it is a big pain.
See?
I brought my own today.
I don't mind the bagging thing. Like, they don't have those at Costco or anything. You just their little empty boxes, or you just put it in your car loose. But like, I don't want to pay for my cart.
Well, let's be real. If you
you're
do,
renting.
No, I know you get it back. It's the hassle.
If you do the cart quarter thing, like you're a cop. Like, don't do that. Just pass it along to the next guy.
You're a cop.
Pass it along to the next guy. Let's all be one big family here. We don't need to participate in their weird quarter economy.
See, you just said all you've done is crap on it now. Like after saying,
no,
that
not
you
at all.
Love
I
it.
Love it. I go there like. Once a week, I get most of my groceries from there. It's super cheap. Everything I've had there, like all their brand stuff, is really, really good.
Is it one of those things where they sell Pepsi, but it's spelled with a Q?
Excellent meat? No, not at all.
It's cute.
They have some of both. They have like a ton of store brand stuff, but then they have the mainstream brands as
Aldi
well.
Is like my main. I've never had anything bad from Aldi, but their quarter cart thing is stupid.
See. There's a very narrow window.
And both can exist.
I think I'm too good for Aldi, but I'm clearly not good enough for Whole Foods. A couple of times I've been to Whole Foods, I'm like, I don't belong here. Like, I don't know what they're doing. Mm. Don't know any of the brands. Everything's really expensive. I feel stupid. Try to give a guy a quarter for a cart.
I wanted to go down the aisle with all the fun non-grocery things, but I was just moving too slow. I felt so in the way.
The non-grocery so aisle awkward. Is where Aldi can be a bit of a mess in my experience. That's when they've got like lawn chairs next to
That's what I wanted to look at.
Next to bath mats, and you're like, what am I looking at here?
Sounds like Dollar General in South Roxana.
It's better than Dollar General. Dollar General's... It's not my... That's not my store.
But Casey's right across the street?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go to Casey's every day.
Anyway, it was scary, but, you know, every time you try new things, it's going to be a little scary, so...
I've said it before. Aldi seems like what grocery stores will be during the tribulation period.
See, I don't agree with that. It was not Aldi's fault. It's my fault. I'm not...
Don't blame yourself.
It was my fault.
Is the tribulation is going to be full of cheap, good food.
Yeah, the produce is so cheap. I got blueberries for like $2. It was wonderful.
All right.
And I got Honeycrisp apples for like $6.
Are they really Honeycrisp?
I hope so. That's what they were advertised as.
They were crummy hisp.
You just keep taking shots.
Just misread it.
You know what? Shooters shoot. He does his best.
Yeah, he does. Welcome back, DGS 150. Today is National Hug Day. It says, go find someone to consensually hug today. Oh, thanks
like
for that.
I had to throw that in
there. Yeah. A bunch of horny goats or something.
People go around just hugging strangers.
And it's National Guy Day.
What's that mean?
Guy. G-U-Y.
Is that for people named Guy?
Just appreciate the guy in your life, I guess.
Not your guy, friend.
Hooters just closed all of its locations in New York and Massachusetts. They're getting closer. It's going to be a sad day.
I guess. I mean, they closed the one down here. I haven't missed it too much, I guess. I can get hot wings elsewhere, I suppose.
Cinnamon bun Oreos are coming back for the first time in a decade.
Yum. Oh, speaking of Aldi, they had very delicious looking cinnamon rolls in their bakery.
I'm so tired of talking about it. Aldi.
Somehow resisted mine.
You guys know the 4-second rule?
That's when you drop food on the floor and can't eat it still?
Nope. That's the... Five second rule.
Right.
4 second is the amount of time, according to scientists, that the average internet user will wait for a page to load before leaving and going to another site.
I mean, that sounds about right. If it's slower than that, you're like, all right, talk to you later.
How long do you think you give a piece of short form video before you swipe? Not when it's not loading, but just like how long do you give it your attention before you decide whether or not you're going to stick around?
On TikTok, less than a second. Thumb, 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 thumb. Chef claims that you should never cook burgers on the grill because you lose too much of the fat.
Oh, well. They taste good that way.
Who's the chef, does it say?
Didn't say.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then why should I care? Oh, I'm a chef. Okay, well, what are your credentials?
Yeah.
I'm a chef. It doesn't matter, I'm a chef. Okay, there's plenty of other chefs that cook them on the grill. Get out of here.
Rob Lowe confirms that a St. Elmo's Fire sequel is in the works.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know.
Like, who wants this?
I want to see their crusty asses.
I mean, like, also, but was there anything transformative about that movie that would say, you know, we need to know what those people are up to 30 years later,
it was
or 40
like,
or whatever it is.
It was definitely a vibe of my generation.
Yeah.
You know, but it didn't leave me... Like a cliffhanger, like
wanting more.
No. Definitely not. Stevie Nicks and Tim McGraw will reportedly perform at the Taylor and Travis wedding on Friday.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
They're calling it Wedding Palooza, and it's estimated that it will cost $20 million, which sounds like nothing to me. I'm so used to billions now and trillionaires that... When two super rich, famous people get married, $20 million doesn't sound like that much.
A frugal queen.
Yeah. Well, she's known for saving money and not being extravagant with things like shutting down half of New York for a $20 million wedding.
O.J. Simpson will not be honored at the Buffalo Bills' new stadium, which opens in September.
Why? Did something happen?
The team says, quote, he is not fit. He is not a fit to display inside our new stadium and family circle.
Was he in the old one?
It's a good question.
Because he's been, I mean, he hasn't even been like alive for a few years. It seems like you could just like not say anything and...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, were the people demanding OJ?
I don't think anyone's going to ask.
I don't know.
I wouldn't think the expectation would be, yes, let's put up a plaque of OJ. Would they like, yeah, he probably should just pretend that didn't happen.
But, I mean, look, I'm not advocating for OJ. We all know he did it. But he was found not guilty.
That's okay.
I mean, he got arrested for...
other stuff.
Stick-ups and whatnot. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, this is one of those where we're all like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, they got the Ray Rice statues up.
They do?
No, they don't.
Don't they have a Ray Rice statue?
Why would Ray Rice ever have a statue?
Not in Buffalo, but in Baltimore?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why would he ever have a statue? He wasn't that good.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, there's no Ray Rice statue.
I'd be really surprised.
I meant Ray Lewis. That's what I meant.
Oh,
I meant Ray
Lewis. Yeah.
Yeah, be careful on that one.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I meant Ray Lewis.
Did you guys see the protesters getting their ass beat at the BET Awards last night?
No. What were they protesting?
Black people. There are these, maybe a dozen of them, with these big signs, professionally made, saying... black parents are disgusting.
Jeez.
And other things like that. Black culture is death or something like that. And the crowd turned on them.
Gee, I wonder why.
And started grabbing their signs and throwing haymakers. And they got on their truck and left.
Why would you do that? What's wrong with you?
Well, this person
I mean the people that show up to protest doing that, not the people beating them up.
Yeah, this is like a professional instigator. Oh. I guess this is just what this guy does all the time because he's a loser.
He's a pardoned Jan Sixer.
Oh, there shocking. You go.